The sound of sewing machines follows this woman's daily training in cutting and sewing. They come from the village of Boza on the island of Ijwi in South Kivu province. After a few months training, they are able to make clothes, hats and school bags from bits of old cloth, giving their creations a fascinating appearance. Furaha Ombeni is one of the students who has made sufficient progress in her training and hopes to put her knowledge to good use in the community. She says this training has enabled her to know how to sew. It gives her one more piece of knowledge. Later, with this knowledge, she will be useful to the society. She'll be able to make clothes for people, and the money she'll earn will enable her to find enough to feed herself. She says they love this work. The cutting and sewing training center is one of many located off the remote island of Ijwi. It was set up by Rebuild Women's Hope, a women's organization involved in coffee production and marketing. Marceline Buddha is its founder. She explains that in addition to coffee production and marketing activities, her group also organizes training courses for women, always with the aim of empowering them. She says the training consists of learning strategies like sewing, but students start with literacy. The current group has finished after 6 months of training, so to certify that they had completed the training, we gave them certificates and they are ready to be launched on the job market. Dozens of women have already entered the job market and some have already set up their own businesses. That is the case with Shukuru, a mother of three, who sells to provide for her family. She says this job helps her a lot. It allows her to buy clothes, food, take care of her children, pay their school fees, and also take care of herself. In the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, a lack of employment generally condemns rural women to unprofitable work in the fields. With these initiatives, women hope to earn more money and become self-sufficient. For VOA Africa, Mzanem Netizaidi returns from Ijwi in the eastern DRC.